thrilled to start my December off with Miss Madeline Jarvis with Two Harbors Public Library on the line. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Michelle. You're right. I can't believe it's December, and what a rockin' way to start.
Well, yeah, yep. You know, it might be, you know, single digits out there and dark all the time, it seems like. But, hey, the music is hot and awesome here at KTWH Studios.
Exactly. That is so true. I feel like we had our magical snow earlier this week, but yesterday with that wind, we kind of all had that look in our eye where it's like, oh, that's right. Buckle up for 6 months.
Right, exactly. But the Two Harbors Public Library is a fabulous place to hang out, and you are open and welcoming everybody during these crazy winter months. What do you got going on there?
That is so true. I do need to warn people, there was a troll sighting.
Really?
A Norwegian troll. So if you want to know how to protect yourself, we have a special troll scavenger hunt up at the library right now. It is so fun. So, you know, the Olivian Festival is this weekend in Knife River.
And right.
The library is lucky enough to have a collaboration with the Olivian. There's a great troll train on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm lucky enough to get to read a story to all of the troll hunters on that train. So in addition to this partnership, we have a great collection of Norwegian, Swedish, Scandinavian folktales, and one of them, a local North Shore artist and author, Lisa Lunga Larsen, is kind of the de facto troll expert of Minnesota.
Nice.
So this scavenger hunt is based on one of her stories in her classic text, 7 Ways to Trick a Troll. And we have had families flying all over the library doing this Choose Your Own Adventure scavenger hunt. As you do the scavenger hunt, you get to read the story. You get to think through how and why you might react in the situation. And you can even win something at the end. So it is a ton of fun.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. Way to kick off the Olivian. That's wonderful. So is this troll hunt, like, just open whenever you're able to come in, or is there scheduled times for that?
Great question. Anytime we're open for the month of December. So our hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Perfect. And we've been seeing families take between 10 and 20 minutes to do the scavenger hunt. So if it is one of those nasty blowing wind days and you just need to let some energy out, we're here to help, whether it's finding your next book, finding your next DVD, or just walking around the library, reading a story together and having that kind of hunt experience. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, you know what I've learned in my troll hunting days from, it was probably the troll expert at the Olivian. I took the train ride one time, that when you see those big, huge rocks that are kind of covered in moss along the railroad mm-hmm. tracks, that those are actually trolls that are standing super still to make sure that they're hiding from humans, because they don't really dig us too much. So if you're looking closely, you might see them move a little bit.
That is so true. And trolls are actually the way we love, well, you love a sunny beach day, if I know one thing about you. But trolls, not only can they not swim, but they also are afraid of the sun, and sometimes it can even shatter them into a million rocky pieces. So on that troll train, we'll give a few tips and tricks about what to look for. Otherwise, if you want to explore these stories at home, like I said, we have a really great book display up. Last year, we had a very generous donor help kind of kickstart our folktale collection. And so there's a lot of great books about trolls, and I grew up reading a children's book about a Tompton, Nisa's, all sorts of little woods mythical creatures who are full of mischief and who will leave humans be if we leave them be.
That's right. Like Billy, what's that Billy Goat's Gruff? I mean, that's classic, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, the old
exactly.
troll wasn't mean. He just didn't want people clamping on his bridge, you know?
Right.
Give him a break.
So relatable. Exactly. We're all doing the best we can.
Right.
Get off of my roof.
Right. So if listeners have, for some reason, not been to the Two Harbors Public Library, or if someone's streaming live and haven't been to Two Harbors and want to check you out, where are you exactly located in that beautiful building?
Great question. Yes, so we're in our original Carnegie Building at 320 Waterfront Drive. You'll see that beautiful Monarch Tondo statue out front. As I said, our hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Additionally, folks can always find more information about us on our Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library, or at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or you can even just give us a good old-fashioned phone call at 834-3148.
Excellent. Now, I'm sure you have so much other things going on. So what's another highlight going on in the next couple weeks?
Absolutely. So on the subject of rocks, we have a really cool new art display up from local artist Kevin Lutz.
Ooh.
Kevin has been collecting agates for about 36 years, and about 2.5 years ago, a friend of his said, okay, so what are you going to do with those? And he took that as a challenge and learned about artistry of jewelry making. So he put together this amazing visual display of some of the necklaces, rings, and bracelets that he's made using Lake Superior agates, fisheye agates, Black Hills, Milky Quartz, and some amber as well. And it's so cool to see how each one is so different and succinct,
mm-hmm.
but he's able to pair them off so well. So this exhibit is going to be up through December 28th. So as you're doing your troll scavenger hunt,
mm-hmm.
if the kiddos are running around and you want to take a step back and do some browsing, definitely take a look. It's really cool. That's up on our art display wall. When you walk in, it's the first thing you see on the left.
Yep. Beautiful. I'm going to have to check that out. You have had such an eclectic group of artists this whole year on display. I mean, fiber and those geometric awesome stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, fine arts and painting. And I think you had pottery on there earlier this year.
Yes.
And now you have agate rock art. I mean, I love how far-reaching and how diverse this display is getting to be.
Thank you so much. It is so cool to see the amount of creativity that is here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So the art wall is selected. Our board of trustees has an art display committee, and our policy says what can fit on this wall. Basically. And if an artist turns to us and says, I'm a fiber artist and here's how I can affix it to the wall, that's awesome. As you mentioned, we've had some fine oil paintings this year. We had a fantastic display in November of art by local children.
Yes.
With different watercolors and acrylic paint. So that was super fun. I feel like the one thing we never have is the same thing.
That's a great way to put it. Oh, fabulous, Madeline. Anything else you want to share before we touch base again in a couple weeks?
If I can share just one more
thing. Oh, certainly,
certainly. I can't believe it's already December. This year we want to try and see what everybody in Two Harbors' favorite book was.
Oh.
So if you have a favorite new book from the year 2022, we have a form on our website, on our Facebook, or on our online newsletter that you can fill out. And we're going to build out a display and at the end of the month do a best of 2022, a big announcement. If you're not a computer person, no worries. Just stop by the front desk. We'll just write it down and keep track so that your voice is counted as well.
Oh, that is wonderful. And then that will give all of the visitors a whole bunch of new books to dive into for 2023.
Exactly. If the weather outside is frightful and you're surrounded by trolls, you might as well stay inside with a good book.
Oh, I love it. Love, love, love it. Oh, Madeline, thank you so much for calling in and being part of KTWH. Every month, a couple times calling in. Love starting my day with you.
Back at you. Thank you so much, Michelle, and the Miller in the Morning listeners for sharing your first December morning with me. I appreciate you.
Wonderful. You have a great rest of your day, Madeline.
You too. Talk to you soon now.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Madeline Jarvis, the director of the Two Harbors Public Library, just rocking and rolling over there and just doing amazing, amazing things at our Two Harbors Public Library. Just when you thought everything was being offered, always a new twist to fabulous things. So love, love, love it.